Welcome back to the Marvelous Ones.
Don't sound so excited.
Marvelous.
The Marvelous Ones are back for another week of superhuman superpower discussions.
Old guys talking about superheroes.
No more Chinese food for Warren before this show.
What kind of food is that?
Chinese food.
Oh, I thought you said Chinese.
Chinese.
I had cashew chickens.
I got here late. Was there Chinese food? I like Chinese food.
Oh. Yeah, you wouldn't like this. You probably like good Chinese food.
It was okay.
Why? Because I'm Asian. I'll be able to do... Maybe.
Because you're human.
Oh.
You should know the difference, right?
I'm not human. I'm a marvelous one.
Actually, Asian people probably don't even like the Chinese food that we eat as crappy Chinese food here in the U.S.
I like food, so
yeah,
so all on the good.
It was okay.
Food guy. It was okay. It was nothing to write home about. Because I'm illegitimate. Illiterate. I'm sorry. I always screw those up. Welcome back.
Your mom can't write? And you know who she is.
My mom can't write, and I'm not sure who she is. Last week, we talked about Solo. We talked about the Deadpool trailer. We got a little bit more stuff on the Deadpool trailer. I think we can admit an error today.
Error? What error?
And then we also had the Venom trailer. Which,
no Venom.
Yeah, not so excited about that. I guess we could. And then Fernando had a good topic. So I had some good topics. Warren, I prepared again.
We had
hey. We can always bring up Jessica Jones. She starts next month.
She does. That's a month from now, though.
Yeah, Ed, you know what? And I'm going to jump on you. We didn't talk about this pre-show, but I finished. You finished. Phil, you finished the carbon
altered carbon,
which Warren you pushed like, oh, this is a great thing, like
no,
a month
I
before.
Said the I had said from the beginning that I enjoyed the book. I have no idea about the show.
Point being, you advertised it so early on, got excited, and we landed with a thud because we had to wait at least a month. I'm finished with it. Phil finished with it like a week ago.
Where are you at?
Where are you, Mr. Warren?
Two-thirds through.
God,
two-thirds.
Bless America.
And nobody else.
Well, I can tell you that,
maybe Australia, UK, but that's it.
So far, I can truly say that it is definitely one of these show over form. They are very big in showing off stuff over the form and show.
Now, you mean like boobies?
No, I'm talking. Well, that too. That's always a good thing. But I mean, they're these two of the episodes I've seen so far. It has been much more about the stuff of the future.
Well, I mean, are you saying this having read the books and then
yes.
has a reference opposed to like,
yes.
I went in cold turkey.
Phil and I are virgins to it. Our eyes were just pure.
I mean, it looks to me a lot like Blade Runner.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know,
it's got that feel.
I'm gonna lose my sci-fi card. I might as well dig it out of my wallet right now.
Oh man, what are you gonna do?
I'm not a fan of Blade Runner.
You don't have to be a fan. You recognize.
Yeah, it's okay. There's things you like. There's things you don't. So.
Yeah,
we'll get
Blade,
to break.
Blade Runner. Okay, here's why I don't like Blade Runner. For me, it moves too slow.
It's called story. I'm not a great fan myself.
He has
as
no
far
place
as a
in sci-fi.
Filmmaker, it was groundbreaking for us. I was way ahead of his time back in the 80s. Whatever. You got to give it that.
I give it that. It was too slow for me.
But as far as
attention span.
But as far as the altered carbon goes, it has that Blade Runner feel to it, and it has a feel that we want to show you the scenery more than we want to tell the story. Up to the point I'm at now.
They spent some bucks on that, on that scenery.
Oh, they did. The VR hotel.
The Raven.
I had to say that came off better than I would have expected.
Yeah, and the guy. And do you know who that was playing? The guy.
He did awesome. He's my favorite. The Poe, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. Who played him?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that show.
You're right.
I saw that and I was like, "There's gonna be a VR motorcycle," which there wasn't. Yes, that was
no motorcycles.
Trig?
Yeah, Tig.
Tig. I'm sorry, Tig.
Tig and Sons of Anarchy.
Tig and Sons of Anarchy.
I didn't realize that till you pointed it out. Yes, it is.
I pull obscure things.
Man. Yeah, you're deep, man. You roll deep.
I'm deep this week.
But,
I'm deep.
Yeah, so I will probably have it done by the next show.
Okay.
But at this point, I'm not digging it as much as I thought it would because it has been more
over
function.
I would definitely watch a second season.
I put it on thumbs up, and they left it wide open for a second season.
I'd give it a thumbs up as well, but I was disappointed.
I'm going to miss Poe, though. He was my favorite character.
Yeah, that's the one bad takeaway is Poe.
Well, see, he's AI. He doesn't mean he's actually
Yeah,
gone.
But he did the little swipe up, and then he went bye-bye. He oh, whoops, I'm sorry. Oh, you know, yeah, almost a spoiler.
My wife read the book.
You read the book. You read the book, but
read
yeah.
The book. Almost a spoiler. Yeah, if you haven't listened to it, you probably should have. If you haven't watched it yet, but planning
we
on it,
do
you
need
probably
to, we do need
cut as
part
us
of the,
off.
As part of our opening of the show, we had to put in there somewhere.
If they haven't
there's
learned
spoilers
by now,
in every word. Every show, there's going to be a spoiler for somebody.
Yes, there's always a spoiler.
But there's also Easter eggs for somebody, too.
All okay. Easter eggs.
On a side note, just something I noticed on a personal level, a lot of was this written by a straight-up white dude or anything? I noticed a strong Asian influence throughout the entire series. Just with the different sleeves.
I don't remember
sleeves,
the name of the author, to be honest.
The different sleeves, even the sister. But yeah, all the different... He played like two Asians. Two of his sleeves are Asian.
So I'm going to sound like an idiot.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
Because
hold on. Let's fasten
a stretch.
I was say, how are we going to know the difference?
Because that's kind of my role on this show. But I honestly thought it was like supposed to be set in like Tokyo or something.
Well, it has that, again, Blade Runner. It's raining, dystopia.
Actually, it's in San Francisco.
Yeah, same thing. This is America's
called,
Tokyo.
Called Chinatown.
Chinatown. Okay, well, it was probably set in Chinatown, San Francisco.
It's just San Francisco all over.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't even... Did they show the bridge in it?
Yeah.
I didn't,
well, we saw all the trailers.
That was the game. That
all
bridge.
All the containers, that was the bridge.
I thought it was just a big effing bridge with junk on it.
That was... It is.
Okay, all right. Explains all right. The Chinese influence. Asian influence. I'm such a racist.
Which kind of Chinese are you?
You in the Japanese Chinese?
I'm from Laos. You know, in between. Sorry.
You're
King
lost?
Of the, King of the Hill. King of the Hill reference.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Oh, man. That's another pool.
That was a
which
pool.
Is, by the way, totally not playing on our scripture. It is coming back. So
King of the Hill? Yeah,
I believe so, yeah. I think Judge is going to, I think he put in some new stuff.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. That is a story show.
It is.
Yeah. That is a story show. Character development, it takes its time, and when it hits you with like a brick.
That's a good show. That's slow paced, but I can stick with it.
Phil needs subtitles.
I do. Not for Boomhauser, but for like Hank Hill.
Phil's favorite movie, Shawshank Redemption, because he has Morgan Freeman narrating throughout to tell you what's going on.
That's why he's my favorite actor. It's like, oh, thank God Morgan Freeman's in this. Like, I wouldn't have liked the bucket list, except for he told me all about it as it went along.
What's happening? Morgan. Oh.
Now I get it.
I'd be mad if that wasn't true.
Why is he digging up underneath that tree?
look for a lava rock that don't match a lava rock.
Yeah. A black onyx rock, whatever it was.
Feels like, oh, okay.
I got it.
Where is he going? It's a big field.
Why is he on the bus? What? Get off the bus!
Where's Miss Daisy?
Sit in the front. You know, I didn't get it. Oh, wow.
Damn. I knew that.
Send your hate mail to ken@ntnradio.com. He's the most civil of the group that's not here. Wow. So, yeah.
So, do we want to talk about Deadpool trailer for a few minutes?
We can. We did learn a lot in the Deadpool trailer.
We did? Well,
I think
we
so.
We got little.
A lot of little things. X-Force is going to be
there. I never followed X-Force.
Deadpool, like me, thinks Silverado is a classic Western.
And why did we bring this up? Or because someone
here figured out that the music in the cowboy scene of the Deadpool trailer was from the worst Western movie of all times. Silverado.
Phil's eyes just bugged out at you, weren't
it? I heard the music, and the hair stood up on my arms, and I looked over at the TV thinking I was missing a showing of Silverado. And I looked over, and my TV was off, and I said, what in the hell? And then I realized it was the background music.
In the hell?
What in the hell? It was Silverado.
I know.
It
just,
what in the hell?
New Yorker with the...
with a hillbilly accent. That's me. Like, what in the hell? And I saw it, and I totally was like... Then I started looking for the connections, and I could not find them.
See, I said earlier, I thought I was rolling deep. Pulling the Willy Wonka out of the Marvel movie.
I was like,
I was like, I'm so above these two, but you win. I mean,
yeah, there's no topping.
Pulling Silverado from a Deadpool trailer.
It's a great movie. Iconic music.
It was okay.
It was a horrible
Unforgiven
movie.
Unforgiven. That's a great one. Silverado, not
Silverado,
even.
Silverado, though, had that score. Okay. Wow.
He's right. Silverado had a score of 0.0.
Warren, he's already about to cry. Come on.
I like layup. I really like 0.0. I will give movies extra credit for having good music, good scores that fit the music. And I just think the that made it sound like the A-Team.
Because it was.
It was the A-Team of the Old West. I mean, Danny Glover played B.A. Baracus.
You get too old for this, poop.
Yeah. I couldn't find a connection, but I like movies with big scores.
Well, the connection was...
Like, I'm a John Williams fan. I can say that.
The connection was Deadpool's little toy was... in a cowboy suit.
Yeah, but that's not a good connection. That's not like...
It's the only connection.
I know. That's what bums me out about it. I was hoping, like,
I want Phil's problem. If that's what bums him out, like, you're living a good life, my friend.
I don't care about anything that's important. Right? Like,
Silver, oh, my God.
I don't have food to eat, no gas in the truck yet. Don't care. Silverado, what's the connection? Well, I mean, tears.
Yeah, going back to the trailer, we did find out that it looks like Cable's going to be the bad guy. Which kind of bummed me out because even though he has went back and forth, I will admit that, as a good guy, bad guy, you know, that troubled superhero type.
He's a little complicated.
But for his first big premiere, I've always liked Cable. He is one of my favorites.
Pick a side, Warren. You're confusing me.
I wish he would come out on the better side than the evil side, the first showing.
I just don't know how he turns into Thanos later with the glove.
he's confused. Already got the arm for it.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got
Looks, I mean, Cable, the way during that, it was a McFarlane era, they drew him massive, like not Hulk massive, but so it's almost like I'm expecting that from him now. And even though he got jacked up for it, he's still kind of old and scrawny.
Like, yeah. He's not like the CGI him a little or something.
Which segues into the other person who's coming on, Terry, you guys mentioned.
Terry Crews.
Yeah, that guy's got some.
He should be Cable. Oh, that's a good point. Not in White Chicks. Well, no, he was Black and White Chicks, but he only liked White Chicks.
Tangent alert.
Yeah, he's going off there. But it looks like, now this is all speculation, not only from us, but from the interwebs.
We may sound
like
idiots.
Looks like Terry Crews is going to play the anarchist.
Yeah, Terry Crews.
Great enunciation, Warren.
I'm trying.
He was having trouble with that before.
I was struggling.
He was Antichrist
for like an hour.
He's playing the Antichrist, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
And when somebody said it the correct way, I went,
"That's someone."
How in the world did I struggle with that?
Dang it!
Just go back to second grade. Just sound it out.
But do you know what the anarchist power is?
You went over it.
He has acidic sweat.
So he's Irish.
He's also lame.
Yeah, that's not a real superpower.
That's just a bunch of...
I mean, there's a bunch of guys on the bus that smell sweat and pee.
You?
Besides...
But I just think of that writer's room. I think they just ate Chinese food and said, "Hey, I'm kind of hot. This is spicy food. Let's give a guy superpowers of acid sweat. Okay." Right, and then all of a sudden it's in a movie. I don't like it.
Well,
they were probably on acid.
Yeah.
How old or new is that character, though?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I actually had it open here. It looks like it goes back to... based on the drawings, I have to say this is late 80s. I'm not seeing a date on it.
Well, I mean, part of the whole Deadpool trend with at least Warhead is they pull some obscure characters and they make them cool. So maybe they can make Terry cool? I don't know.
Well, and it doesn't mean that he has the same powers... from the comic book. They may give him some cool powers now.
That's some deep thought
right
there, man.
I'm going to say this, and I could be going out on a limb, and I could totally be way wrong.
Got enough cushion there?
Right? Probably not. But I'm going to say Terry Crews will make us like that character.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Right? I mean, I can't think of a character that Terry Crews plays.
Both of you guys today, insight.
Yeah.
What is up?
I can't think of a character that he plays that I don't like.
Yeah, even in some of the weird movies that he's done.
White Chicks, I thought he was a great character.
I like his commercials.
His commercials are great.
Didn't he do some romance comedy where blended with Adam, what's his name?
Oh, yes. I want to say Corolla, but it's not with Adam Corolla.
Adam Sandler. He was making his, you know, doing all his muscles and everything to the time of the music. Hilarious.
And him in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Great.
I like this character in the one with Sylvester Stallone.
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
Yeah. Sure.
Right? Like, he's just played a lot of characters that at the end of the day, I like him. And he's a funny guy.
Well, he's, Deadpool, so yeah. Comedy.
Right. So I'm hoping that he's the character out of all that, even though I cannot imagine the guy doing the Old Spice commercials is going to have acid sweat. Like, I'm already laughing at his character.
Well, you're assuming that it doesn't smell refreshing.
You're right.
It could be
acid is negative-ish, but
it could be the Old Spice Fiji Beach.
Oh, I'm lost.
Fiji Beach is one of their scents.
Oh, okay.
Jay, like, we're supposed to know that.
Anyway,
somebody here must wear Old Spice.
And here's his weakness, the Anakin's weakness.
White women. I learned that in the movie White Chicks.
He always wore his visor, which seemed prescripted. So he has his prescription visor.
See, the stock just dropped again.
If you can see the picture of the trailer, he has a visor on.
Wow.
So maybe he just has bad eyesight.
That's so cool.
That's deep, Warren. Maybe we shouldn't let Warren bring topics up. No. Just a bad idea. But, yeah, so the X-Force is going to be there.
In some form.
Cable looks like he'll be the bad guy against Deadpool, assuming Deadpool's the good guy and not the bad guy.
Well, making Warren's point now interesting, we'll talk about Cable. He just has way too... He's got way too many weird powers from the future. His parents are Cyclops and Jean Grey in an alternate universe. He has telekinesis.
They never hooked up.
Who?
This is Jean an alternate Grey universe.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they had Rachel, too. They had a daughter who's in the regular universe. But to Cable, again, he's got the metal arm. He's got the big, giant, oversized guns. He's telekinetic. He's got the one eye. Can read minds, move stuff, but he'd rather shoot guns.
It's like, I have all the cool powers, and Terry Crews got nothing. He got stinky sweat. he got yellow pits in his t-shirts.
Well, that's why he gives him character.
That's why he worked for the X-Men, and he had a yellow shirt, so stains wouldn't show.
But the whatchamacallit, X-Force team, they're all black, white, and gray, so maybe that's why he joined, so he didn't have to worry about those issues.
Okay, that's probably a good point. So I think the X-Men, I mean, not the X-Men, the Deadpool trailer showed us some stuff. I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoyed the first
one was great.
Deadpool. I thought it was a great movie.
I'm making the assumption this one's rated R as well. I hadn't
They
heard.
Have to. If they want, yeah, they have
if,
to.
If Ryan Reynolds, as long as Ryan Reynolds plays X-Man, I mean Deadpool, X-Man, plays Deadpool, that's an R-rated movie.
Well, that's what made the movie beautiful. It was the character itself, Deadpool, it lent itself hard to rated R, even worse. Actually,
and he's the perfect guy to play that. I think.
Yeah. Green Lantern, not so much.
No, not so much. But and he wasn't a good. He wasn't a good Deadpool in the X-Men Origins one. He was a horrible one.
They destroyed the character.
Destroyed the character in that. But this seems to be a good pull for him.
Which is what Sony has always. Sony's that studio, right?
Yeah, Marvel.
Yeah.
This is the Sony studio ruined much stuff.
Oh, yeah, but now, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Disney, Marvel.
Is ruining.
Not ruining, but they own
they
all
have
of
the
X-Men,
ability.
Fantastic Four, Ghost Rider,
okay,
they own
so
it now.
I have a feeling they're going to ruin Venom. That's the other trailer that came out this week.
I can't get a beat on that one. I just can't.
I don't know if I'm going to
like the actor.
Not.
I like the actor.
Tom Hardy, yeah. He's good.
The last Venom was, the bar is really low.
Yeah, the bar is really low. Yeah. I'm a little concerned. We did not actually see Venom in the trailer.
The title's Venom, so you know he's got to be there somewhere.
Do we?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we do.
It's like Black Panther. Sorry, guys.
kind of tells you what the character's all about, right?
Thor, Captain America, they kind of have to show.
Yeah. I don't know how... I want to say I'm intrigued, but I'm not, like, super excited.
Well, it's not like, you know, we'll date ourselves, like the original Superman with Christopher Reeves. Yeah. You saw Superman.
Yeah. You were like, oh, Superman. Woo!
And it was still, even though the reveal wasn't until, midway through the movie, the full cape and, you know, everything, it was still cool. But maybe for Venom, they don't want to. They're just showing imagery and iconography.
Iconography? Is that a word?
Well, you know, if Warren can pull out...
okay, all right, that's a valid point.
Moving right along.
So Venom comes out. I was just looking for the release date, but I don't remember that. It's a couple months from now?
I think it's towards the end of the summer, isn't it?
Yeah, end of the summer somewhere, right? October 5th? That can't be right. It has to be moved up.
Maybe.
Is it really that long away? I'm not happy if you're showing me trailers this early
Well, then, you know what we talked about?
They've showed Solo already, yeah, and it's exactly. not out until December.
Stole my point. Well, yeah, but yeah, the point being then something like Solo, they're doing it like, what, a few months beforehand, but that has controversy behind it. So that there's usually one, in general, a telltale sign is if they put the trailer like right up against the premiere, they do that on purpose so critics don't get a look at it and talk bad about it.
And this and Venom is also being done by Sony, right? It's not the Disney.
I think it's their property.
Yeah. So Venom is being done by Sony, so it's not the.
But now I'm confused with the whole Disney purchase.
Yeah, but I think this was actually already shot. Stuff, right?
Correct.
At least that's what I've been led to believe. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm like at 99% correct that you are correct.
Okay.
Wow, so, that's 188%.
Yeah, that's like 90 plus 4 and
carry,
6
cross out the knot.
I'm not good at that math.
Ciphering ain't my first
that
thing.
That arithmetic.
I used to be good.
It's not my strong point. So I'm kind of excited for it, but I'm not. I wouldn't say like, oh my god, that's. I mean, it's a must see, or else you guys will pick on me. But
no,
I'm not. Right now, I'm not feeling it.
I think we move on. It's there's just not enough out there to really.
Yeah,
us
I'm just
dig
not
on either
feeling
way.
It.
Just the fact that it's there means that something's going to happen.
Yeah, we do have. We should. While we're here, one quick thing, and then we'll get into Fernando's crossover story.
I have a story.
Apparently, it looks like we might be wrong on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. A couple weeks ago, we kind of speculated that it would probably just be May dying off.
I was out of that conversation because I was not up to speed like one or two episodes. Yeah. I am up to speed now.
Okay.
But
They're hinting that Coulson's dying.
He is. But my gripe, again, with that whole series is like I just don't have a sense that anybody's going to really. Because even the minor characters who died, they came back too.
That's a good point.
So I just don't think I don't have that edge where when they're gone, it's not Game of Thrones. When they're gone, they're gone. You know, it's
Jon Snow died in Game of Thrones and came back.
Yeah,
to Ben Khaleesi.
Yeah, but the ensemble there's what 500 characters on this show. Okay, it's not a foolproof 100%.
All right, the Queen of Light brought that one dude back like five times, or the Witch of Light, or whatever.
That's because he was good.
Bad analogy.
Okay, let's just agree that I'm right. Having said that, with a Shield, like I just feel like. With Coulson, we'll reference Game of Thrones. They're going to bring some. Sam's going to come in there and put some aloe on it and aloe voodoo technical voodoo, and then he'll be okay for next season. I could be wrong. He may not have signed contract. Yeah.
But at the same time, remember, Yo-Yo said that if he lives, the world dies.
What is Yona? Yona?
Yo-Yo.
She's the
Yo-Yo
fast one.
Yeah, I know.
The one without the arms.
Well, remember, the future Yo-Yo was there, and the current Yo-Yo showed up. They had the cross scene together.
Yeah, that was a little messed up. That was a little bizarre.
That was
kind of bizarre. Now, to throw in the real world into the MCU.
Why?
There, because it's important.
I don't like the real world. That's why we do the show. So
I know. At the whatever Comic-Con they were at last week, they did a group shot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and the whole cast was there except for old Phil Coulson. So I guess the guy was like, hey, can you send me the cast, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? And they were like, sure. And he's like, hey, Phil Coulson isn't there. And the guy's like, yep.
Maybe he was sick.
Yeah, or maybe he's dying.
Or maybe he's filming
I have a feeling
Avengers movie.
Oh, well, I like no, you guys are deep.
No,
damn.
No, listen.
No,
I'm
going to
go
no.
even deeper. Phil's conspiracy theory.
Don't grab your breast when you do
that. I was tapping my shoulder.
I know, but in my eyes, they might as well have been.
Oh, my God.
There
Wait
you go. Me. So I'm
wow. ruined. I'm ruined.
Send your disgusted email to ken@ntnradio.com.
My eyes.
I'm thinking since they're weeding out the major heroes of the MCU Phase 4 here, or whatever phase went, Phase 3, right? We're in MCU Phase 3, right? Captain America and all
Get
these
to your
guys.
Point, it doesn't matter. I'm dying here.
My point is that the only holdover in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from Phase 3 is Phil Coulson. So if you're getting rid of Captain America, you're getting rid of Tony Stark.
Just throw him in the whole basket.
You would throw him right under the old bus.
Because he's died already.
Floating running space. Right? He's the only holdover from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to the movies.
Mm. But Tahiti is a great place.
It was not so great. It made for a lousy storyline for like 3 seasons. Sorry.
I don't know what they're talking
Wonderful
about.
Wonderful place.
Tahiti's where he got his mind rebuilt by the aliens.
Oh, okay.
Which he wasn't even stabbed in the head. He was stabbed in the damn heart.
So you're
Why'd
saying...
Why'd they have to rebuild his mind?
So you're saying they brought him back?
Yes.
Just saying.
With Kree DNA.
Is the Kree guy coming back? The main dude, when he, after he drank the blank.
They killed him good.
Yeah, they killed him pretty good, but
I don't know. I watched his throat get cut off.
It wasn't. You know what? I remember that. I didn't mention this on any of the prior episodes, but when I watched it, they do the you know, what happened last week, a little prequel view, and it clearly shows that it's just his face when they slash it. I had the same impression when I saw it the first time, like you, that when they did
but
that
when
little,
you rewatch it, it's not.
Well, they reshot it. They reshot it so that because they think we're a bunch, they know we're a bunch of dumb, retarded people and won't remember. Okay.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but head Kree guy is not coming back because he got the shotgun axe straight through the back, coming out the front.
Yeah. That's what, but, yeah.
I still got to say, that is the best all-time weapon in any of these shows, the shotgun axe.
I've seen that before. There's another MCU hero or villain who has that. I used to have the toy. That's how I remember that it was a cool toy. There was a half.
So that wasn't a Star Wars toy?
No, nah, positive. I mean, there was.
Boba Fett had something like that, right?
Lando Calrissian, actually.
Yes, you're right. He had that blaster axe. with the.
So I just remember again. I remember the toy. The toy had a blade.
I don't remember seeing a shotgun axe before, but that was Max shotgun axe is top of the line for me. To the point where if I could figure out if I had knew a good welder and had a shotgun to waste, I'd have my own.
Mm. How many shotguns do you have, Warren?
I can
see you have one to waste, right? I know a welder. You bring that thing over there. We'll give you a shotgun.
I know somebody who makes specialized hero weapons if you want.
I know a hillbilly that for a six-pack of beer will make you your shotgun axe.
Well, if we're comparing man size here, I got a guy who can make Wolverine Batman claws.
I'd take the shotgun axe over that any day.
The cool factor, well, okay.
Wait, do they actually go into your skin?
No, they'll work with it. They
if
can,
they went into your skin, I'm going to Wolverine
Clips. But that's pretty much the end.
I don't think they're going to inject you with adamantium.
Adamantium?
Adamantium. What the hell am I? I am all over the place today.
I hope I don't get no adamantium.
How would they put it in?
You're going to go home and get injected with it this evening, I'm sure.
Wow.
So what's that alloy they have in Wakanda, by the way, Warren?
Watch out,
vibranium.
Okay.
Oh, God. Let's switch topics.
Vibranium by Trojan.
Vibranium for extra protection.
For her pleasure. Hard segue.
Let's talk about hard segue.
Let's pull it out of the gutter now.
Well, actually, not so much. I was going to bring up Game of Thrones and Star Wars, the new connection.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about that.
The executive producers who brought us Game of Thrones are bringing their own original, unique Star Wars storyline. Where after this trilogy is done, Ryan, who did Last Jedi, is going to have his own trilogy or his own series. This is even separate from that. So Game of Thrones producers, the line producers, the executive producers are going to do. It's in the works.
Is it like a First Order one? Is that the rumor I'm reading?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. It's just going to be an original series. Most likely, it'll be the first non-Skywalker, as Ryan's might be too. You hate on the Skywalkers, but I'm going to let it go.
I don't hate on the Skywalkers. I'm just 9 movies past them.
One, two. There's only been
8. See what I'm saying?
So anyway, that's going to add a new wrinkle as far as storytelling and production value, character development. Game of Thrones. It's.
I won't mind it because I got to admit I am not enjoying the Disney versions of Star Wars.
Well, it's going to be a wild mix because Game of Thrones. They don't hold back on anything.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. I'm looking forward to that because what we've got from Disney so far, I've been disappointed in.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, before the show, Warren kind of hit that up because I was giving him some of these things. And I just don't think Warren understands the Force. Right?
I don't understand what you're saying, but I'll agree because I don't like what he's saying.
Okay, so what I learned today is that Warren has a hard time understanding Yoda.
Yoda's the bomb.
Yoda's like the
Not according to him. Yoda is one of the weakest Force masters in the show.
He came in as a ghost and lit up that tree, man.
Yes, anybody can light up a tree as a ghost.
Anybody. Boba Fett couldn't.
Well, Boba Fett doesn't have the Force.
But you said anybody. He's somebody. Damn
anybody
it.
Anybody with the Force.
Who's backpedaling now?
So let me ask you a question. When Yoda, little green guy,
master,
said to Luke, the destiny of Jedi is to train the next one to be stronger than them. To surpass them. And Darth Sidious said that to Darth Vader.
He did. They never talked. Wait, hold on.
Darth Sidious is the Emperor. Right? And he always talked about Vader being stronger than him and going to be the stronger one and all this kind of stuff. Warren does not want to accept the fact that the Force every time there's a new next generation of the Force is always stronger than the previous one. Even when it's Luke Skywalker, that Rey is stronger than Luke Skywalker.
And they made Luke powerful as
yes,
F.
And she's going to be that much more powerful than him. And then the little kid that got the hairy stick sweeping up the broom. And sweeping up after the dinosaurs.
Harry Potter.
No, Harry Stick is from Plebs.
Oh, you're right.
Thank you. The Harry Stick, the broom.
Got it.
Right? He's going to be stronger than Rey because he's the next generation. That the Force always gets stronger every generation. That's why Luke was stronger than Anakin. That's why Anakin was stronger than Ben Kenobi. That's why Ben Kenobi was stronger than Yoda.
I hate myself for saying this, but it's while that's a cool line of thinking, and it may be true in canon, but
you're
at the end of the day, that voice again, it's what the writer types on the keyboard later on as time goes forward.
No, but this is a theme throughout all eight movies we've seen so far. It's the same theme. It's the only consistent theme.
You're making me think, but I don't
think that Ben was stronger than Yoda at any point.
No, but he was cool.
Yes,
but
he was.
Yoda?
Yes, Yoda.
You're nuts.
Yoda was 900 years to several generations before.
Yeah,
he's
so right there, he's
I don't think that Luke Skywalker is stronger than Yoda.
Okay, the only thing that maybe makes is Yoda was a Jedi Master and Ben Kenobi never was. He was just a Jedi Knight.
No, he was a Master. He took on Anakin. He can't do that without the Master title.
Okay, then
he's got the certificate on the wall.
Ben was stronger than Yoda. That's
no,
a fact.
Never.
Fact.
Not opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. Yoda said that it's the duty of every Master to teach his Padawan to surpass him.
But that doesn't mean they do it.
They do. They have to.
It's not a choice.
Hey,
it's a doctrine.
I spent 35, 40 minutes arguing with him over the same subject. He will not admit he's wrong. Even if he knows he's wrong, he's not going to admit
not
it.
I'm not wrong.
Just because you teach it doesn't mean they... Look,
they
well, hold up. Here you go. Real world.
Like in every-
Warren had a second grade teacher. Taught him how to enunciate and spell words and say them correctly. Look at him today.
I'm going to say you're wrong because Warren's from West Virginia, and I can't believe that the lady teaching him knew how to say these words either.
You're killing me.
Okay. My arguments always come from fact, or I preference them with, I'm going to say something really stupid. Okay?
How do you
I
know the difference?
He doesn't.
I don't. I honestly God don't. But I do know the Force gets stronger each generation.
What do you know, Force? You don't know Force.
The mitochondrion.
See,
you
don't
matter.
See, they've gotten rid of that.
Yeah,
good,
it's kinda
because
it's kind of dumb.
That can't get stronger.
But you
unless,
can have more of it.
Unless
your
you
count can be very high. Just
maybe
like
the
to
Force
have
is a virus. Like the Force is like the
now any opinion you have
Star
is invalid.
It's a genetic disformality.
It's the virus.
Nah, it's just stuff that you're born with.
If the Force was a virus, I'd be.
Some
the
people
disease.
Are born with beauty, and then there's Phil. You know.
Yeah, I was not born with beauty. I wasn't even allowed in the same hospital as her when we were born.
We were not sure he was actually born.
Yeah, that's actually
hatched.
True.
What just
Put together
anyways,
from spare parts.
I'm looking forward to a non
Skywalker world.
Skywalker.
Universe.
I think when I look at the Star Wars universe, I think, man, there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah. They only talk about one galaxy, even.
I'm gonna tell you this. This is where I think you're probably wrong. Unless these Games of Thrones guys really go off on the deep end and do something. Star Trek has a lot.
You had to bring Star Trek.
Has
then.
A lot bigger canon behind it, but all the directors have to go back and change something every time and revisit the same
stuff over
again.
Has a bigger canon behind it.
It is shoots big iron balls. What?
Yes. The story plots behind it.
Well, it was more story driven.
Yes,
I'll give you that. The early ones, not the action driven one. Now,
yeah, what they are, but every TV show, every movie has pretty much always revisited stuff they've already done. Like Enterprise. All that stuff to discover out there for the very first time. Earth Starship going out.
We've heard the opening, yes.
What did they do? They go to time travel and they go back to the planets they've been to before. Go to something new.
Kirk went to all the planets?
At least they went to stuff we had never seen before.
Nerd war.
Until they got wrapped up in time travel and budget cuts, and they had to go back to visit Nazi planet.
On a lighter note, did you see that Kirk or Shatner is in talks to come back?
Really? I haven't seen that.
Yes, he is in talks.
I don't think he should.
They're talking right now, plus Tarantino, Tarantino's involved. He's not going to direct, he said. He's going to help write, but he's not going to direct. He's too busy with his current project.
The current project, Uma Thurman's wrecked car?
That was old. That's old news, Warren. No, but yeah, there's a chance Bill could be coming back.
I don't like that.
I don't know if
I love Bill
I
Shatner.
I love Bill Shatner, though, man. How can you not?
Yeah.
TJ Hooker.
Oh, I love Bill Shatner as an actor, but I think he's...
Overactor.
Yeah. Well, that's what
makes
him... That's what makes him good.
You don't. No.
No,
fuck.
No, there's...
Damn it,
Jim. There's a blueprint. Yeah, you say the first five or six words slowly and have anticipation, then the last six words you say real quick.
It is a format.
And then you put the hands out, open palm, elbows into the ribs.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that to all of us. There you go. That's the best I can do.
But that was pretty good. That's better than mine.
Yeah, I don't think he should. I don't think they should bring him back.
If they bring him back, they got to bring Scotty back. But I'm pretty sure Scotty's dead.
No,
right?
He's in space now.
He's floating around space.
Yeah, they jettisoned him into the
atmosphere. Unless he got run over by the Tesla, he's gone.
Well, the thing is, Bill's getting out there on age. He's not gonna.
He's in his 80s.
Yeah, everybody else is gone for the most
part.
Yeah,
man.
He's on a TV show now. He's starring with Terry Bradshaw, Henry Winkler.
Oh, yeah, the reality show.
George Foreman and him are traveling around the world. It's hilarious.
I
haven't seen it.
I hate to say it. I saw one episode and I could not stop watching.
I know.
Watching. It's just like, I don't want to watch this, but I'm watching it. Because you got the Fonz. You got Fonz and Captain Kirk.
Royal Pains ruined the Fonz for me.
Don't watch it then.
It was too late.
Watch the football movie with Adam Sandler. Make you feel better. See? It's a feel-good movie.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for a Star Wars in a different direction. I feel that's
yes,
big
I am too. I'm ready for it.
Here's the big...
So long as they don't do that Chewbacca Christmas or whatever that was.
Let it go, man.
Let it go.
Well, the sophomore side of me is, are there going to be boobies in Star Wars?
There already has been.
No, I'm not talking about
big
blue,
blue
manatee.
Big blue ones.
No, that was disturbing.
That's what happens when you. That's
Don't
what happens
warn.
When you hold your
I've
breath too
to,
long.
Well,
is
to
Star
that
Wars
going to
be going away from kids and action figures? I mean, Star Wars is iconically
action.
No,
it is not going to.
Unless they have a new branch, and, you know, Ryan's thing could keep with the PG-13. Who knows? Game of Thrones, they go for it, man. Lightsabers going places it shouldn't.
Luke and Leia really would have hooked up.
Wow. Damn, you two are killing me today. That is rolling deep.
Maybe I should eat more Chinese
rolling
food.
Deep.
Wow. Eating crappy Chinese
that's
food
good.
Made me smarter.
I need to eat Chinese food. Where do you get that Chinese food?
It was crappy. It's right around the corner.
Well, maybe that's
the
that's a formula. Ghetto crappy cheese. Chinese food just makes you smarter. White guys, I don't know.
Yeah. We're evolving.
Slowly.
Very slowly. We'll be back next week, I think. I don't know. We might get banned for
maybe
this
not.
Show. We said a lot of stupid things.
We might
things.
Be kicked off iTunes. Who
I
knows?
Said booby.
Yeah, well, you said booby. I said like four comments that we'll be taken as racist, even though they were just me being an idiot. So we'll be back next week.
They can be both.
Hopefully. More than likely.